Masechet Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. In the last Mishnah, we mentioned items that transmit Tum'ah through Maga, through direct physical touch. And this Mishnah will list other Avot, but we'll talk about how they could transmit Tum'ah in a stricter way, even through Masa, even through just carrying them. We're talking about a type of carrying where a person is supporting the weight of the item we're going to be talking about, but he may not necessarily be touching it, but still, it transmits Tum'ah. Whatever we mentioned in the last Mishnah does not transmit Tum'ah in that fashion. Mishnah says, Limala mehim. The following Avot of Tum'ah are more strict in their ability to transmit Tum'ah than the ones mentioned in the last Mishnah. Nevela. A nevela is an animal that died without Shechita. Umehatat yesh bahem kedeh hazaya. And purification water of the para aduma, the mix of the ashes and the water, that does have the minimum amount that's required to sprinkle onto a person or to a keli that became tameh met, that became tameh from a corpse. Shehem metameein et ha'adam b'masa. They're more stringent than what we mentioned in the last Mishnah, because they could make a person tameh simply through carrying them. When a person carries them, even without direct physical contact, they could become tameh. When we're talking about a nevela as well, we would say that moving the nevela by pulling or pushing it, which is called heset, would make the person impure. We should note here that we're talking specifically about people, that if a person carries a nevela or the purification water, they would become tameh. But kelim, ochalim, and mashkim, utensils, food, and drinks would not become tameh. So, for example, if a person's carrying all different layers on his back, for example, and there's a piece of a nevela all the way on the top level, what would happen here is the person would become tameh because he's carrying the item, even though he's not physically touching it. He's carrying the nevela, and the top utensil, the top level, would become tameh as well because it's touching the nevela, but everything else in between would remain tahor. Letameh begadim b'maga. In addition to all of that, when a person is carrying a nevela or purification water, the mehatat, he could make clothing or other utensils tameh through contact by touching them. The way it works is when you have an avatum'ah, these items that we're mentioning in the Mishnah, when a person becomes tameh through them, those items are the avatum'ah, the person then becomes the rishon latum'ah, terms that we have to get familiar with through seder taharot. He's one separate, one away from the avatum'ah, so he's a rishon latum'ah. A rishon latum'ah cannot make kelim, utensils, tameh. But we do say there's a special law that if the person has the item that is an avatum'ah that he's actually carrying right now, any utensil that he touches while he's carrying the item becomes tameh, even though the person is a rishon. Any utensil, any keli becomes a rishon as well. So there's the avatum'ah that's on his back that he's not necessarily touching the person. The avatum'ah he's carrying, he becomes tameh, he becomes a rishon. Usually, if he touches an item afterwards, the item does not become tameh because a rishon does not make an item tameh. But we say if he currently is carrying the item and then he touches something, that item becomes tameh as well. The item becomes a rishon latum'ah as well. V'hasuke begadim b'maga. But when there's only contact, the person is touching one of the tameh items, but he's not carrying them, then the clothing and the utensils that he then touches as well, they do not become tameh. The fact, let's say he's wearing clothes on his back, and he then touches a tameh item, the clothes do not become tameh, the utensils do not become tameh. They only become tameh when he becomes tameh himself, the person, through masa, through carrying the item.